Good afternoon, everyone. Allison Scoburg here, Consolidated Planning Group. We are excited to have a new panel, and we have 7 presenters today, and we're going to be talking about recreational and extracurricular activities. So I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being here today and taking your time to be here and hear this valuable information. I always like to go through a couple housekeeping items right at first. First things first, we are in webinar mode today, which means as a participant, we can't see you or hear you, but we know you're there and we're glad you're here. We have enabled the chat box for you and we welcome your questions. So as you have questions, as a presenter is presenting, feel free to put those questions in the chat box. Each of our presenters, I like to think of this model today as kind of a speed dating, right? So we're all busy, we're busy families, busy parents, and this is going to be the quick, fast, and in a hurry version of a quick 5 minutes of each of these presenters to tell you a little bit more about their program, who, what, where, when, why, how much, how do you get involved, and basically, so that way you have enough information to say, hey, I'd like to go deeper with this organization. I want to go to their website. I want to call and have an introductory meeting with them or something like that. So that's kind of the point behind this, so we can get a lot of information in a short period of time for our busy lives. So Consolidated Planning Group, guys, we're a holistic special needs financial planning firm. We do a lot of webinars, a lot of advocacy on a weekly basis. Our webinars always run from 12 to 1 during the week. And after our webinars, they live on the Consolidated Planning Group YouTube channel. We have over 300 webinars out there surrounding a variety of topics for planning and special needs families. And we try to label them intelligently so that way you can peruse those topics and search the topics that might be for you and the step that you are when it comes to planning. We have over 30 years of experience. We are an advisory and consulting firm. We're nationally certified as Social Security advisors and members of the Special Needs Planning Academy. So people come to us. We don't do what all of these recreation specialists do, but people come to us because they want to plan for their loved one that has a disability that may have care needs for the rest of their life, not just the rest of the parent's life. We help people put lifetime protection plans and lifetime care plans in place. We do a lot of transition planning. We help people open ABLE accounts. We give a lot of guidance on SSI, Medicaid, Medicare, and other state and federally funded programs that your loved one may qualify for. So having said that, I would like to turn this over to Catherine. Catherine Spencer, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. I see that you are with STEPS. So tell us a little bit more about STEPS and your program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me. So I'm going to talk a little bit about STEPS and also Next Step Transition Center. So STEPS is a nonprofit organization. We provide a variety of services to individuals with disabilities of all ages, from children to adults. So I'm going to talk a little bit about our program. So our primary program is skills and employment. Those are our two mainstays. So that's actually just focusing on vocational training, helping adults and teenagers gain those skills that they need to have real life jobs and real life experience. And employment, so I don't know if you can see, but employment, we actually, our young adults make different things, including earrings and a variety of items where they actually gain employment and, you know, earn a wage and gain those skills and independence. We also have Pathways, which is a program that's specifically for geared toward children and families that we just create community events so they can do fun things in the community. We recently went to an Astros game and a Dynamos game, and it was so much fun just to see other families and have them connect together, because as Allison said, you know, it's a whole all-encompassing thing to have an individual with disabilities, because not everyone understands what you go through. So to be able to connect and have a sense of community for the children with disabilities, for the children without disabilities in the family, and also the parents as well, it just creates such a great community and a great environment for them. So I'm not sure if this question is for me, but if it is, I'll get to it in the chat. So sorry. back to what I was saying. So as far as employment, our young adults, if we want to go to the next slide, I can show you some of the pictures of the things that they work on. They make earrings. You can see there we have a few of our young adults highlighted in the photo. So Garrett is packaging some items. They actually made that purse and a wristlet and earrings. They make, I don't know if anybody has a Stanley around here, but they make tumbler toppers for those. And that's what Ainsley, the top right picture, you can see her. They do balloon designs as well. And then you can also see the picture of Ainsley that she's smiling looking at something. That's actually a cooking class where we partnered with a local chef in the community. So we provide cooking classes on evenings and weekends. We have a lot of fun activities. We've had some gardening events. So we really just try to allow our individuals, children and adults, to gain skills and, you know, confidence so they can really be well-rounded individuals like all of us. Yes, we do work with individuals with to answer the question of Pamela, we do work with individuals who have waiver services as well as individuals who do not have waiver services. So we try to work with everyone on an individual basis. We think that anything that we can do to help individuals in our community with disabilities, we will. So we always try to work with families. So I'd be happy to send you a specific email with more information on that. Also, just to touch base on Tracy Johnston, who is not here today. She is the founder of Next Step Transition Center, which is a rehabilitation program and group home for individuals with disabilities in Deer Park. We also have a rehabilitation program in Beaumont and Georgetown. So if anybody needs assistance with a day program for your individual, please let me know, and I'd be happy to share that information with you. So I know that was very brief, but I just want to make sure that everyone has time. So I will be sending out some more information about our programs, and you're welcome to check us out on Instagram and Facebook. If you check us out on Facebook, it's Steps, STEPSTX, and Instagram, it's Steps_TX. So thank you so much, and I can't wait to hear from everyone else.
Catherine, so are you guys on a waiting list? And you said below 18 and post 18. And I know that that's an important time, like when our kids are leaving the school, whether it's 21, 22, 18, whatever it is, that they're not coming home and doing nothing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you mentioned day programs. You mentioned the group home, or you mentioned kind of residential stuff. I guess my question is, are you on a waiting list? And if we have kids under 18, what kind of programs do you have for kids under 18?
So Next Time Transition Center does have a waiting list for all the programs right now. Just because there is such a need, we are trying to open up some additional spots as soon as we can. And then as far as individuals under 18, we always allow people to come on summer breaks, holiday breaks from school, just so that way they can start to meet some of these new friends and gain that sense of community. And all of the extracurricular activities, like the cooking classes, resume writing classes, anything like that through STEPS is always open to anyone, and as well as the community activities. That's open to anyone under 18, over 18. At the Dynamo game and Astros game, we recently had some young kids that we hadn't met before, and they got to meet some of our adults, and it was a lot of fun. So, yeah, everyone is welcome to attend.
And I know you guys do private pay, and you also do take waivers. So for families that are getting waivers, they can work with you guys directly and kind of talk to you further a
Yes.
little bit about that as well. And I have heard some glimmer of possibilities and kind of kicking the tires of maybe expanding in Fort Bend County. So for
Yes,
anybody
yeah.
that's out here in Fort Bend County, just keep your eyes and ears open for an announcement on that and
Yes,
where
yeah,
the other
we're
places they might be thinking about.
yeah, we're trying to, you know, there's such a great need, so we are trying to expand it to Fort Bend as well as Houston. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Catherine, for being with
Thank
us today.
you.
Next, we are excited to bring Autism Fitness with Eric Chesson. Eric, tell us about your organization.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me here today. Thank you for everybody being on as well. So, Autism Fitness, I started about 20 years ago as the answer to bring high quality, meaningful fitness programs that truly develop life-oriented skills beyond gross motor and strength, but then into independence and quality of life for the autism and neurodivergent program population. And the goal was to create a program that could be implemented in any type of environment, whether it's a home-based environment, a school-based environment, in a therapeutic clinic, in any type of transition program, or in a residential community. Fitness is a life skill, and it's often one of the most overlooked of life skills, and most misunderstood as well. So having a background in both exercise science and behavior therapy, I was able to develop a modality and methodology that met the physical, behavioral, and cognitive needs of the autism and neurodivergent population as well. So today, Autism Fitness has certified pros in 10 different countries around the world, and I've just launched an Autism Fitness site certification program in addition. And that's a program in which I work directly with the coordinators and leadership to develop an in-house, whether it's fitness or adapted PE program, that truly meets the needs of the individuals that they serve, treating them as individuals, even if they are running group or class programs as well, and to demystify and demythologize a lot of what exercise is, what it can be, and what it can do for individuals at any age or ability level. When we implement fitness programs that actually make sense and meet the current needs of those individuals, then we get a greater not only outcome, but we get a greater sense of accomplishment and greater capabilities for those individuals. And much of what fitness can do is on the preventative side as well. When we look at the ASD and neurodivergent population as they get older, they are subject to many of the medical challenges that we see in any other neurotypical or any other aging population. So we look at what this might mean in the medical sphere, particularly for this population, and fitness becomes not a luxury, but a necessity, because we want our population to be as strong, as independent, and as healthy as possible. And if that is our end goal, then fitness needs to be part of the equation. So regardless of where anybody is in the country or in the world, Autism Fitness can serve the needs of that school or community center or organization, day hab program, residential facility, or even a family that decides that they are going to take it into their own hands to develop the fitness program at home.
So one of the questions that we had in the chat box, Eric, was, do you guys accept insurance? So if a family wanted to implement this, would services be covered by insurance?
For families, oftentimes, if I'm doing direct consulting work, depending on the state, it can be covered. So, for example, I'm in North Carolina now, and I do have one-to-one athletes who have been covered through the state. Back when I was in New York, hence the reason that I talk very quickly. When I was in New York, I had some of my one-to-one athletes and some consulting that was also covered by the state as well.
And so if families have a child that is in maybe another program or a private school or a private, mm-hmm. Transition program or something, and they wanted to share your information, like in hopes that that program could be implemented in the place where their child is going, then you would work with the facility in that regard,
yep.
or kind of
mm-hmm.
talk to them further about taking that to the next level. Okay, perfect.
100%.
Are there any physical locations anywhere in the state of Texas where they could join or be a part of a physical location and implement their plans?
I do have some certified pros in Texas. I don't have any facilities that I'm currently running there right now.
Okay, perfect. But the key thing is, and my takeaway is that these programs are basically customized and designed specifically for the individual and their needs and what's best for them, and they can be implemented at home.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. Is there anything else that you would like to share or that we missed?
One crucial thing, and oftentimes this is overlooked, but there are federal and state mandates around adapted physical education. So if your child or teen is in a public school right now, they need to have some type of adapted PE on their IEP. And if the school is not currently serving those needs, or you think that can be optimized, that's where Autism Fitness can help to create a fitness program that works not just for one student, but for all the students.
For sure. Well, thank you, Eric, for sharing that. And we'll all
thank
keep
you
in our thoughts and prayers for all hurricanes that are looking like the East Coast. So you said you were in North Carolina, so hopefully mm-hmm. you're far away from any of that. So we're always happy when they're not in Texas, but I'm sorry if they're heading your way. So
we've been spared thus far.
That's good. That is great. Next, we have Joshua from Joshua's Stage. Joshua, thank you for joining us today, and we're excited to hear about your program.
Thank you, Allison, and thank you, Consolidated Planning Group, and everybody for letting me be here today to share with you about Joshua Stage. I'm Joshua Levy, and Joshua Stage is a nonprofit enrichment organization. We work with individuals with a wide range of special needs, featuring after-school programs, summer camps, theater arts, and more programs. We also have individual enrichment programs and much more. We do that through activities including theater arts, improv, arts and crafts, music, photography, dance, create a story, and showcase. We've been around for just a little over 7.5 years, and we are scaling our programs throughout the state of Texas and beyond, including Vancouver, Canada. So we are international. That is through our individual enrichment program. Those can take place in 45-minute weekly sessions for 12 weeks on Zoom, where one of our highly trained team members will work with your child somewhere around the ages of 7 all the way through 99 and beyond, through a program where we will work with them and on a creative side, perhaps if they want to make a musical production or if they want to create stories or whatever comes to mind. And we can also work with them in an academic setting as well, in combination with the creative side. So we can do that anywhere at any time, including in Vancouver. Our programs are mostly here in the Austin area, but as I mentioned, we are scaling. We're branching out to Houston in the future, and just south of Austin, we'll be conducting a program in Buda in just a couple weeks for 9 weeks. Our theater arts and more programs do go for 9 weeks, typically on a Saturday or Sunday. Each session is an hour and a half, and they include arts and crafts, the welcome circle, theater arts and improv, music and or dance, followed by create a story, and then reflections. The 9th session of our theater arts and more culminates with the showcase, where your child puts on an original production based on the creative story that we did in about session 3 or 4. Our team will take a picture of that creative story where your child comes up with who they want to be, and along with their peers, they come up with what the story is about, when and where it takes place, and the title. We put a script together. Nobody has to read, because we celebrate everybody's unique abilities and bring them up to the highest level possible, where everyone is feeling amazing, having the opportunity to demonstrate their creativity, increase their self-confidence, and build their social skills in a warm and welcoming environment with our 3-to-1 ratio. So we take that script, we put it together, we write it up, we'll have it ready for the next week. Everybody has their own script, highlighted lines. Typically, they are written in narrative prompting, such that Flash ran across the stage and entered the Emerald Forest, shouting with glee, "I would like a mushroom." And then, of course, Flash says, "I would like a mushroom." For our nonverbal participants, and we do have several of those, we certainly encourage and welcome all abilities. Special needs folks, typical developing, are welcome as well. We even are able to accommodate our nonverbal folks and put them in the show if they want to be in it. Nobody has to be in the show because, hey, we've got 3 audience types: the A+ audience, the B audience, and the funky fools. If you want to know more, check us out. It's the Creative Outlet Method. There's 10 components, which are the backbone of what we do at Joshua Stage. This is the method I came up with. It's all rooted in social and emotional learning. And each 10 component is infused into those amazing theater and improv activities. We certainly look forward to seeing you at one of our programs. I'm happy to entertain any questions that you may have as well.
Well, first, I think, Joshua, you've made all of us want to join your organization because that seems Absolutely. Really, really exciting. So very awesome. And also, you have the best radio voice ever. So that's good, too.
Thank you.
Tell us about some of these summer camps. Are they sleepaway camps? Are they day camps in Austin? I know that a lot of families are always looking for camps in the summer, and you can never start too early. So tell us about that.
Our summer programs are day programs where you come to us and please leave by around 5 o'clock in the evening and be with family. The happy news about summer, because we are scaling, we can go to you. In fact, we were in Eagle Pass, Texas this past summer for a successful one-week program with 13 participants led by one of our team members. And she was able to find some friends, that is her hometown, that she put together to help run that program along with several volunteers. It was a huge success. So our model of programming, we can certainly train and make that happen in a town and city near you, including summer programs. We can come to your school. We can come to your religious institution. We can come to your camp. In fact, places have us for an on-site field trip, and we're happy to conduct those. We do quite a few of those here in the Austin area, and we travel. So like I said, we are scaling and happy to make that happen near you.
And so last question, because, you know, and just for everybody else that's presenting, you know, people are always planning financially, right? And that's what we do. So if you guys are comfortable with giving a range of prices for your services, I think that's helpful to the participants. You guys can put those in the chat box. And then also, if you want to just mention if your program, if you accept waivers or not, and if you have any type of scholarship programs or anything for anybody that may be struggling financially. So if you guys want to just share whatever information you want, and each of the families can reach out to you directly to go a little bit deeper, but just share what you're comfortable with, because I can tell you every single time that is exactly the questions that come out. So thank you, Joshua, for being here with us today. This seems like a pretty exciting program and lots of fun. So next up, we have Janice Warren with Aesthetically Artistic. So Janice, we're glad you're here with us. You're on mute right now. So we are excited to hear all about your program.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you. Thank you for having me today. Good afternoon. My name is Janice Warren. I am the founder of Aesthetically Artistic Art from the Heart. I'm also a visual artist and art educator, as well as an art facilitator. I started Aesthetically Artistic back in 2017. It was formerly known as Creative Exploration. My creative program introduces creative, unique, fun-filled, exploratory visual arts lessons for individuals of all ages, backgrounds, and abilities. Prior to becoming Aesthetically Artistic, I worked mostly with seniors and inner-city youth, and also with individuals in early childhood settings. When my daughter was diagnosed in 2012, I saw the need to learn more and to incorporate therapeutic art lessons for this population. Throughout the workshop, which is normally about an hour and 30 minutes, students are introduced to a wide range of skills. These are some of the lessons that we kind of cover. We cover exploring the arts through multicultural awareness. They learn through problem solving and how to make things a little bit more easily accessible. We help to build their self-confidence and independence. They enjoy the beauty and the excitement of making art through sensory integration, try to improve their eye contact and increase their attention span, also increase tactile and kinesthetic awareness, they're able to express themselves more nonverbally, and also through research. The students are learning not only about modern art, contemporary arts, but also historical artists as well. So I offer a wide variety of activities and also lessons depending on the abilities, from mosaic arts to painting to mixed media to abstract. So it really depends on the individual. My classes are often offered in group settings, private settings, large groups. So it really depends on the need.
Thank you, Janice. Where are your classes located at this time?
I do have a permanent location, which is in Pearland. And so I often offer that through, you know, throughout the weekends, throughout the seasons. Also, I'm a traveling artist, so it's mostly on demand. So when a group is requesting my services, we'll sit down, we'll come up with a theme, a time, decide what is best for that group.
I'm just curious because it popped in my head randomly. Do you do birthday parties?
I do.
How fun would that
parties.
Be? Okay.
Birthday parties, face painting, mural projects, all of those are part of the program.
Okay, I love that. So someone asked, Janice, are parents allowed to sit in these sessions?
Most definitely. We do have parent-child groups, activities. I often encourage that because a lot of the times it's a new environment and, you know, the students are nervous or they're unsure, but yes, they're welcome to sit in.
Okay, and feel free to just kind of give an example or a scale, or if you take waivers in the chat box as well. If anybody okay. has any additional questions for anybody else that has already spoken, feel free to address who you're reaching out to answer the question, and they'll be monitoring the chat box as well. Janice, thank you for taking your time to be with us here today. Your program sounds awesome.
Thank you.
I am excited to bring Addis Gante, the ABLE Mindset. I had the pleasure of learning about this, I guess, a couple of months ago. Addis, you're on mute right now, but we're going to turn it over to you.
Hello, hello. Hi, everyone. It was great hearing about all the programs that are provided, that are being provided here in the great state of Texas and around the U.S. Again, I'm Addis Gante. I'm the founder and CEO of ABLE Mindset, which was founded in December of 2020. And when I discovered that, you know, there needs to be more opportunities for persons with disabilities to be able to thrive and to reach their potential. And with ABLE Mindset, the mission, we have an ABC pillar that's advocacy and action, breaking barriers, and community collaboration. And that was based off my personal life experience after I had continued overcoming life after living with a disability from being injured in a car accident that caused me to have a traumatic brain injury and a spinal cord injury. So it was a huge transition for me, both physically as well as mentally and emotionally. And the arts was what helped me help transition the most. And I felt like that applied to everything I do. And I noticed that, you know, that's a great way for others to continue moving forward and to discover their own creativity at, you know, being their best self. And that's why we created our program called Creative Arts and Rhythm Workshops at local public libraries. We started at our local public library in the city that I live in Saxe, Texas. And we've grown to three different counties at three different libraries. And we also just partnered with the university, which is the University of North Texas, and their TRIO program, which is a state-funded program that is very impactful and a service that I also got to utilize to help me to also to thrive in my academic goals and transitioning goals. And
Addis, I would like to just say for everybody that's here, participants and hosts as well, Addis is awesome and he is a major success story. You guys just got to learn more about him and his life and what he's gone through from being, you know, completely paralyzed to thriving and moving forward and helping others. His program is awesome. He's getting this off the ground. And I'm sorry, Saxe is like the greater Dallas area. Tell us where that is.
Yes, that's Northeast Dallas. And we're on the border of like Collin County and Dallas County.
And then there's also room for growth. Addis has room for growth for other families that are wanting to get these programs off. You know, he's got the program, like add water, you got soup. So if we have other families that might be able want to partner or volunteer or kick off a program in your area, whether it's Houston, Austin, San Antonio, wherever it might be, Addis is your contact for this. And he is definitely looking to grow and expand these programs. And these programs are free to the participants. Is that correct?
Correct.
Awesome. So check out his website, check out his story. It is an amazing story. And Addis, it's my pleasure that you are here with us today and sharing this. And we know that as we, you know, we work with you, we're going to see this grow big, far and wide all across the state of Texas. So you got big dreams and you're making them happen. So we're happy for you on that. Thank you for sharing. Was there anything else that you wanted to share before we go on to our next presenter?
Yes, and also we are open to all abilities because I think when life happens, we kind of lose our rhythm. So why not find your creativity to help you be your best self and to continue thriving in life? So all abilities are welcome. And it's I think it's even more interesting whenever we all show our different abilities and build our self-confidence to thrive.
I love that. Thank you, Addis. So next we have Bloom Fitness. Let me advance that slide. We have John Watson with Bloom Fitness. Tell us about Bloom Fitness, John. Thanks for being here with us.
Oh, sure. First of all, I can't wait for Joshua to be my official spokesperson. You know?
Let's do it.
You know, my main qualification is that I have a daughter, a beautiful 27-year-old daughter. That lives with an IDD diagnosis. And what I say about Bloom is she led us here about 8 years ago and has improved our lives in so many ways, as many in this population have. Bloom Fitness is a program, a fitness program, obviously, for people with IDD. And the goal is to lead all people with living with an IDD diagnosis to have access to our program and to want to do it. And the want to do it is what drives our whole program. And, you know, our mantra is lead with heart. And what that means, it means many things to us, but it drives everything we do. So the first thing we want to do with the athlete, and I'm glad you mentioned all abilities, it reminded that there we have well over 1,000 athletes that are of every ability. There's no limit to that whatsoever. But our goal is to make an authentic emotional connection with them first. And what we've learned over the years is once we make that connection, then they will show up to exercise with enthusiasm for long periods of time. There's a lot of ways we do that. Honestly, none of it's complicated. But one of the ways is that we honor the athletes for what they've earned. We always say that word earned. We don't give you anything, you earn it. And you earn those things by, you know, showing up to class. And what we've seen over the years is that that creates a sense of pride, belonging, and of being loved. Of course, those are things we all want, but we know this population, they're a little more scarce. And so when we can touch them in that way, is that it drives this, you know, this retention rate. I put 90%+, honestly, it's very much high, it's much higher than that. But I just get wiggy about overstating stuff. It's group fitness. It's group fitness. We do yoga, Pilates, chair, strength. You can see it there. We do dance. Of course, everybody wants to do dance. And in some locations we have indoor cycle. The classes are delivered in person at our 30 locations. And most of those are in the Houston area. We're in Beaumont. We're getting ready to be in Austin. But those are through service providers that are already providing, you know, rehabilitation, some are called learning centers. some of our living communities, but they're already getting services there. And we're implanted, we have physical places in each of those locations. So we partner with those service providers to deliver a successful program. We're very proud that every place we've started, you know, we started, like I said, about 8 years ago, no place has ended. In fact, every place we've started, you know, no athlete has to come. Nobody has to. Is that it's grown at every place. We have pre-recorded videos and professionally for this population. And we also have a live virtual class called, you know, branded Bloom Live. In addition to that, we also have an app, and it's very basic. You can download it, just put Bloom Fitness in and at any of the venues, and it's free. And it gives somebody access to our program, and also, you know, it gives them credit, you know, for attending, you know, class. You know, the service providers kind of all over the board, you know, we're even in a college here in North Carolina. We're just now starting in Katy ISD in the Houston area, which is 9 large, very large high schools. We feel like we're good at the 18 and over. You know, we're not really doing the younger folks. We may one day, but we just feel like this is where we've learned to be, you know, to be successful. We're a nonprofit. You know, one of the charges of our board is that, you know, the want to do it thing, but regardless of economics. And so right now, a lot of the organizations we partner with, they pay a fee. It's maybe like $5 per month per athlete. You can do, like I said, do the app. I would just say today, if you, again, you download the app, it's free. I think one day we'll probably get to something like a $5, you know, charge per month, which, you know, actually just covers a small part of the program, but that's okay. So in a short word, that's kind of us. So.
John, I love this. I love that you have 30 locations, and I also love that you have these pre-recorded videos, like where a person can do this online, because I know in our area, COVID is ramping up again. And when we have, you know, loved ones with compromised immune systems, we don't always want to take them out to go get the bad stuff, especially when we're, even if COVID isn't ramping up, going into cold and flu season. So I love that you have this online as well, that even if things do go awry health-wise, that society-wise, that they can still be active and still be doing this. And and I also love your picture too, because it shows, you know, what it shows to me is community and the tribe. You know, all people, all individuals need their people, their tribe, their friends, their group, and they just really look really connected and happy and doing what they're doing. And when we talk about, you know, when a kid leaves the public school or the private school, they're leaving 18, 21, 22, whatever it is, and that need for continued involvement, whatever it may be, that continued involvement in the community. And it just really looks like you're, hitting the ball out of the park with that. So we're excited about what you're doing. But just real quick before we go to our last presenter, you mentioned your daughter. How long have you guys been doing this? And I understand your daughter was the driving force, but what gave you the idea to go with this?
Well, I've, in my whole life, I don't think I've ever had an original thought in my whole life. And this was here too, is that I was actually helping one of the largest service providers in Texas with to get employment, to gain employment for some of their people. And I was walking around one of their facilities and came across a room of broken down fitness equipment. I said, well, what happens here? And it's the same story I hear everywhere. It's story, story, story. Somebody volunteered, they quit, we had a yoga instructor. And, you know, honestly, I just said, well, let's just buy some stationary bikes to see what happens. And that's all we planned. But it really drove me from the beginning to say that we don't, when we start somewhere or with an adult, the intent is on it for to go on forever. Now, that sounds like a crazy statement, but it has so far. And so we provide the tools so that these organizations can, you know, keep it going. And they're working with us. You know, you mentioned technology. We're getting ready to make a really big investment. You know, again, our app is, it's good for our partners and others, but to be very frank, it's not really accessible, you know, enough for a large percentage of our athletes. And so we're investing in that so that, one, it makes it better for our partners, but mostly so that really two things. One, that we can better serve these service organizations outside of our footprint that want to do Bloom, and also for individuals that want to do the program on their own. So it's going to be starting in a month and will be done in April.
That's exciting. Thank you, John, for sharing Bloom Fitness with us. And all of our slides, again, I know I put this in the chat box earlier, but today's presentation is being recorded. Everybody who is registered is going to get a copy of today's slides, and they're also going to get a link to the recording for any playback. So you guys are going to have the contact information for every single one of the presenters that you have heard from today, so you can research and go a little bit deeper. Our last presenter for today is Mr. Richard Hurley, piano. So Richard, thank you for joining us today. Tell us about your services and what you do.
Okay, well, I realized I was good at this with our special needs community when in around about 2009, a mom came to me and her daughter was on the spectrum. And she said, look, Richard, I don't know if you can help me here, but my daughter's been playing piano for 4 years. She has had four different teachers and she can still only play I Love Barbie, right? But then after a year with me, she finished a Chopin waltz, okay? And that's when I realized that, okay, I seem to understand something about our community, because I had an uncle who he suffered a kind of a developmental delay, right? And they didn't really realize what it was. And I got to understand what it was to look after someone like that, right? So now we have a band, actually, and we rehearse every weekend, and we're looking for our first gig in Austin, right? I've been ringing around. I'm calling the Kick Butt Coffee. It's a really cool place where bands can get started. So we're going to go there. We're looking for singers, right? They don't have to be the greatest singers in the world, but we play a lot of disco. For some reason, current generation of kids have gone disco mad. I blame Dua Lipa, but so it's a lot of Earth, Wind and Fire and Kool and the Gang and you know, Stevie Wonder. So when we're looking at the piano program, the two things that parents with our kiddos imagine, well, you know, are they going to be able to learn how to sight read? Are they going to be able to learn how to, are they going to be able to learn how to play scales? And I keep telling them, you don't have to worry about that. The only important thing that we get started with is this. Learn how to let the keys go. And you first teach them to tap the keys, not play a piece, but to tap the keys and just do this, right? Using the middle finger, never the pointer. And there's really, really complex physiological reasons for that. Just use the middle finger just to tap the keys. And what you're doing is you're teaching the shoulder to support the arm, and you're teaching the arm to support the hand. And you're keeping the hand off the piano while you're playing the keys at the same time. And if you can teach them to do that, it never fails. You can then get them playing pieces. And my favorite pieces that I work with them are, you know, let's say Vivaldi. Okay, everybody knows that. And then because they're watching movies, everybody knows The Hall of the Mountain King. You can teach them these fantastic little tunes without sight reading. It's a really, really powerful, it's a really, really powerful technique. One of their favorite ones is the Spooky Vampire Song. Okay, hundreds and hundreds of pieces. And you can do so much work before you start teaching them, you know, what we would understand as official piano. And that's the biggest thing that I really have to teach the parents. There's so much that you can do before you start your official piano lesson. That's why I built an app. It's called Chime Candy. And I want you to all just to click on that and watch how easy your first lesson is and how much fun it can be. You're teaching them really a very, very simple, childish way to read notes. And if we could get the whole world playing Chime Candy, then the whole world would be a much better place. Thank you for the opportunity today.
Richard, so you are located in Austin. You have this app, and the piano, the lessons that you're doing are live in person. Do you offer any lessons over Zoom, or do you have capabilities for that?
Yes, we do online students. I have students online around Texas, outside of Austin, and one in New York. So the online program has been thoroughly tested and really, really works. We do in-home, and I also teach at the Williams Community School as well on weekends. Yeah, so there's a range of options.
I love this, and it's unique. You know, I hear a lot about the recreational opportunities and camps and all kinds of stuff out there, and this is very unique and very, very tailored, and it's pretty exciting. We had a question in the chat box. Is there an age limit?
No, absolutely no age limit. What I really want to emphasize is something outside of strictly music, if you like. And that is that almost every single parent has said to me, you know, Richard, since my kiddos started doing piano, their motor skills have really, really improved, right? And it comes down to the black key exercises, right? And I've been smashing my head off a concrete wall for about 10 years trying to get the OTPT, you know, organizations to listen to what I'm telling them. So many parents just say, you know, they've made more progress with their motor skills in the last 12 months than they have in the last 5 years. So really think about it. If anybody knows anybody at the high end of the OTPT world, please send them my way.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Richard. And thank you to each and every one of our presenters today. I love that you guys, carved out some time to tell us about your programs. Guys, this webinar is going to live on the Consolidated Planning Group YouTube channel. There are other webinars about summer camps and other programs across Texas for students and individuals with adults and students with disabilities, so you can check out that. So if you guys are thinking about Christmas break, you know, any of the breaks that are coming up or any of the summer planning, I know we're kind of just coming off of summer, but a lot of these places do have waiting lists and it does take a little while to get in. So the early bird gets the worm on some of these things. So do check that out on our YouTube channel. Guys, I know that we've had a lot of people that are have attended many of our webinars in the past. It is really important when we have our kids and our kids are transitioning into adulthood, it's really important. It's not just the recreational things. It's a lot of things that we've got to, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's, thinking about, you know, who's going to care for our kids when we're gone, developing those future care plans, we talked about it several times, considering post-high school educational or vocational options. Some of the programs mentioned that they work with some of the vocational programs, thinking about VR, maybe summer earn and learn or pre-employment training services and things like that. We have webinars on so many of these topics. And the thing is we always run out of time because each one of these broad topics when it comes to working and planning for special needs, it's a topic in themselves, and it takes an hour long at least to just kind of go through the ins and outs of that. But we have topics on waivers and interest lists, because some people may have been on here, we were asking, are your programs covered by waivers? And there may be some people on here that don't even know what the waiver is. There are Medicaid waivers all throughout. All the U.S. states have programs called Medicaid waivers, and there's typically, well, in Texas, there's definitely a waiting list for all of the waivers, but the waivers are designed to waive off some of the cost of care for caring for an individual with a disability to keep them in home and community-based services and out of being institutionalized. So that's what the waivers are for. There is a long waiting list in Texas. Some other states don't have waiting lists, but we do have webinars on that. So if you're wondering about that, if you have a loved one with a disability and you don't know what the waivers are, your big takeaway from today is you should know what those are, and you definitely need to get your loved one on those lists, and we can help you with that. But guys, we have webinars on all of these topics, SSI, SSDI, Medicaid, Medicare, ABLE accounts, just looking at post-high school options. So you can join us on future upcoming webinars. This link will take you to the upcoming webinars that we have over the next month, and you can register for those and participate in any of the ones that look interesting to you. We work on a collaborative team here at Consolidated Planning Group. I always like to have some faces with the names. It's not just me. We, again, are nationally certified as Social Security advisors, members of the Special Needs Planning Academy. Our entire firm is focused on working with families and loved ones that have disabilities and planning for the future. Our consultations are always free. If you need help in the planning process and kind of pick up where you left off, some people have done a lot and they want a second opinion. Some people feel like they're really behind or they haven't started at all. No matter where you are in the journey, we can help you and kind of pick up where you left off or help you get started. So we're always happy to do that. So certainly it has been, as always, my pleasure to be with each one of you today. I hope you found this information valuable, and you can check your emails either later today or tomorrow for an email with a copy of today's slides, as well as the link to the recording. And I would just like to personally thank each and every one of our presenters again today for being with us. And we've got some thank yous in the chat box as well. Thanks, everyone, and I hope you have a great afternoon.